All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Tyrone Anderson, T-Y-R-O-N-E Anderson, 12169. This is a 57-year-old gentleman being evaluated for hospice care at home. Patient has an extensive history of heart disease, post-PCI, short of breath at all times, numerous hospitalization, ER visits because of chest pain. Patient has a very low ejection fraction, has chronic edema of the lower extremity. Patient has now become bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient records indicates that he was given he was told that in order to prolong his life, he needs a coronary artery bypass graft, which he respectfully declined. Patient is also anemic because of chronic disease. Family history is consistent with coronary artery disease and CVA. Medication reviewed, which includes the following. Potassium milliequivalents 40 milliequivalents a day, Tylenol number 3 for pain, allopurinol 100 milligram for gout, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, shortness of breath, amlodipine 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 80 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Lasix 80 milligram a day, gabapentin 300 milligram orally, albuterol inhaler, albuterol nip treatment. Patient left heart catheterization showed a rather depressed ejection fraction. Allergy none. Review of system, shortness of breath, lower extremity edema. Continues to have continues to symptoms of orthopnea, PND. Cardiology consultation indicates that patient had a history of CABG before with PCI and PCI with stents. He's on aspirin and beta blocker, but the beta blocker had to be discontinued because he was because of his rate issues. The CT echo, his echocardiogram recently showed a very depressed ejection fraction, less than 30%. Bilateral perfusion noted on the recent CAT scan. CT scan was done recently for PE showed no evidence of pulmonary embolus, but suggestive of congestive heart failure and volume overload. Patient is definitely not interested in further treatment, including coronary artery bypass graft and or any further stent placements. He wants to be kept comfortable at home, and for this reason, he was referred for hospice and palliative care to evaluate the patient. Immunization, he did, last time he had immunization was over a year ago. with the flu and 2 years ago with his COVID immunization. Social patient has an extensive history of smoking in the past and alcohol use, but which he has not using at this time. Period. Blood pressure today was 130 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart. Other is phone positive S2 with an S3 Gallop. Lungs, wrong chirals, coarse breath sounds in the lower bases. Abdomen is soft, cannot drill out of sight. His neck shows positive JDV, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows 2 plus edema. Patient assessment, this is a well, how old did I say it was? Whatever, gentleman with history of HF, little PEF / HF, capital H, capital F, little R, EF, EF in parentheses, 22% in 2025, period. Patient is definitely shortness of breath. He's definitely short of breath at all times, period. He has pedal edema. Weakness, ADL dependency. He belongs to New York Heart Association class 4, period. His oxygen saturation, did I tell you the oxygen saturation is at 90%? If I didn't say it, 92% with 2 liters continues to be low. He also has symptoms of air hunger, lower extremity pain, weakness, multiple visits to the emergency room, refractory pedal edema and congestive heart failure, refractory to diuresis, diuretic therapy. Patient's care was discussed with Dr. Zaka, ZACCA, his cardiologist, who also believes patient is very much a candidate for hospice and palliative care at home, especially since he no longer wants to proceed with any other workup and or treatment regarding his heart failure, period. Given patient's natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. And he is definitely a hospice candidate given his ejection fraction and the findings that was delineated above. Thank you. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Anderson. Thank you.